You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College.
Houston Community College. Start here. Go anywhere.
Live from the 1560 studios, high atop the Gow building, overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
This two-hour journey into football tonight, we discuss the Houston Dynamo as they continue to put the pieces together under Owen Coyle ahead of tomorrow's MLS Super Draft in Baltimore at the NSCAA convention. Also, the NWSL draft will be taking place down there as well. We will talk to Managing Director Brian Ching on the show. So I hope everybody had great holidays. Let's get into it tonight. The lead story clearly has to be the Houston connection. And it is Carly Lloyd of the U.S. Women's National Team and the Houston Dash winning the Women's World Player of the Year in Zurich, Switzerland. Now, defining moment standing next to Lionel Messi as both of them holding up the World Player of the Year awards. Now, Carly Lloyd is 33 years of age. She is a player on the Houston Dash. She is a number one female women's soccer player in the world. She produced a hat-trick in a Women's World Cup final in Canada in 13 minutes. She is identified throughout the world when it comes to the women's game and soccer in general. Let's hope that Houston, Texas, and mainstream media will realize that the number one female soccer player in the world plays right here locally for the Houston Dash. Incredible story, and incredible in relation to Houston, Texas, incredible in relation to now this golden goose that the Houston Dash has to promote their team. Pretty spectacular. We're going to get Carly Lloyd on the show down the road here in the future. Her quote from last night, pretty interesting. She said, "Last night was the moment where I said to myself that I can remain one of the best players in the world for the next 5 years." Now think about that. From Carly Lloyd, who's 33 years of age. That tells you where she is mentally. She is one fit athlete. She's expecting to continue to be at the top of her game all the way to 38 years of age. That's where the bar is set for her. She also had a very funny quote as well. Carly Lloyd saying, quote, "It's never an enjoyable night to wear heels. I'd rather be in my soccer cleats, but it's fun." So Carly Lloyd having a little bit of fun with it, but I just thought so spectacular to see her standing next to Lionel Messi, a part of that. Jill Ellis winning the Women's Coach of the Year. And I think there will always be some thoughts as to whether the change of putting Morgan Bryan into midfield and pushing Carly Lloyd higher up the field came organically due to suspension to different players, or if it was actually something that was contrived. But well, the Houston Dash now of the NWSL has something to market that nobody has. The world's number one soccer player in Carly Lloyd. What a luxury. Lloyd will focus on the upcoming NWSL season and then the Olympics this summer in Brazil. And, of course, Lionel Messi winning the award on the men's side. That battle between him and Cristiano Ronaldo continues. Luis Enrique. Five trophies to be won. He won all five of them. Best coach on the men's side worldwide. And again, I'll go right to the fact that this man was able to get Lionel Messi, Neymar Jr., and Luis Suarez all on the same page to play together. Those three world superstars playing together. Think about that. Think about the work that Luis Enrique had to do for FC Barcelona. More on Major League Soccer tonight. Plus, we'll touch base again with Brian Ching tonight. We did mention that. Here's who else we have in this program tonight. Wilmer Cabrera is now the head coach for the Dynamo in their new system with with the Rio Grande Valley Toros. Now, remember, Wilmer Cabrera headed up the U-17 men's national team here in this country. He's worked with a lot of young players, assistant coach with Oscar Perea in Colorado, head coach at Chivas USA. He will be on the show tonight, and we'll talk to him about what his role and responsibility is and how the thread will go from Houston down to the Rio Grande Valley. Dynamo manager Owen Coyle on the show. We'll continue to talk about the rebuild, some of the players that are being signed, the pieces being put together, and what's going on with the Dynamo currently ahead of the draft tomorrow. Fox Sports editor Kyle McCarthy will also be on the show. And then very interesting tonight, I got my start in television next to, I started as an analyst, next to Bill Land, who's currently the San Antonio Spurs play-by-play man. He does games with Sean Elliott. This guy had a real influence on my career and the way he helped me, as well as a producer named Murphy Brown. But Bill Land will be on the show tonight. He has called North American Soccer League games, Continental Indoor Soccer League games. I did the game of the week with him in the indoor game back in the day. But my start in 94, I was green as could be. Bill Land was such a gentleman to me and so helpful in my career. And based on what he and the likes of Murphy Brown did to me, I've always wanted to pay it forward with people breaking into the TV and radio business. So Bill Land on tonight here. He will talk about the growth of soccer. We'll get it through his eyes. There's no doubt there'll be some comedy in there as well. He'll talk a little bit about the San Antonio Spurs and what makes them a great organization. Games in the Premier League have been unbelievable as of late. And by the way, we stream at YSR1560.com. All our podcasts can be found at podcastarena.com. So I urge you to listen to the podcasts as well. You can follow me at Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. You can also go over to a page where we're just getting tremendous amount of run and great feedback from you, the soccer fan. It's Facebook Soccer Matters. Head over there. There's a number of videos and things that are putting up. We get you behind the scenes, but there's articles that I pull that I think are very interesting. There's some comedy there. Great cross-section. But most importantly, I want you, the soccer fan, to weigh in with opinion. I think it is so important that you stand up, you have opinion. You don't just do it back and forth on the internet with your buddies over on Big Soccer and, you know, kind of pat each other on the back and massage each other. Get on the air. Speak your piece. It doesn't always have to be something that you know, quite frankly, is it's all beautiful. Critique, criticism is all fair. I'm fair game, as is everybody. So let's take it up another level here in 2016 because we've got so many different things happening here in Houston. We've got CONCACAF Women's World Cup qualifying coming in February. We got in June the Copa Centenario, which is going to be the most important international event in the United States since the 94 Men's World Cup. No question about it. All the stars are going to be here from around the world, whether it's Argentina and Aguero and Messi, whether it's Neymar Jr. with Brazil, whether it's Luis Suarez with Uruguay, whether it's James Rodriguez with Colombia, on and on we go here. It's going to be remarkable. Stadiums are going to be sold out. It's going to be another great platform for the sport. And then that's all ahead of the European Championships, which occur in July, following the Copa Centenario. And guess what? Bars are going to be packed, gill to gill, here in Houston. Bars are going to be packed for the European Championships. I don't think there's any question. So we have that, and then we go on to the Olympics. And quite frankly, on the men's side, you're going to have a lot of overage players. And then we all know how important the Olympics is on the women's side because there is no age limit there, and Carly Lloyd's going to look to win another gold medal for the United States women's national team. So it's incredible the things and the opportunities we have this year in what is a spectacular 2016. And, of course, the Dynamo rebuild and remake continues. The Dynamo certainly seeking out a bigger piece of the sports landscape here in Houston. And then the Houston Dash, we have Carly Lloyd in residency here in Houston. Premier League. Today, some incredible matches. We start with Liverpool and Arsenal. 3-3 draw in that one. Absolutely stunning game. It started with Liverpool scoring through Firmino in the 10th minute. Countered by Aaron Ramsey for Arsenal. This was at Liverpool. Firmino again, curling ball, bent it in from outside the box, beating Peter Cech. And by the way, to beat Peter Cech from long range is not easy. That is a big man. It's a man that makes the goal look small. Firmino gets his second, makes it 2-1. 6 minutes later, Giroud will tie it up at 2-2. Giroud again in the 55th. 3-2 Arsenal. Trying to stake a claim on first place. 90th minute, Liverpool and Joe Allen. Pretty incredible. Liverpool out shooting Arsenal 22-14. 6 on target to 5 for Arsenal. Liverpool winning the possession battle about 60% to 40, which does say something against a great possession oriented team like Arsenal. But this is why the Premier League is just tough to beat on any given day. And then we can go back even to yesterday's result. And again, another thriller. And that was the 3-3 draw between Newcastle and Manchester United. And then you had Aston Villa with a 1-0 win over Crystal Palace yesterday. And by the way, that was interesting because Aston Villa got their first win since August after this whole incident where Brad Guzan and Julian Lescott were on the bench during a cup game and were playing some game where they were spitting gum or something. And, you know, they're not winning a lot of soccer games. Finally, they do. But the fans took exception to it. They thought it was unprofessional. It got a lot of run. There was a bit of an altercation. And lo and behold, after this sort of altercation between Guzan, Julian Lescott, and fans, what happens? Aston Villa comes out today yesterday and wins for the first time since August. It's kind of funny how those things happen, isn't it? So Villa winning 1-0 over Crystal Palace, and guess who gets the goal? Lescott. Sometimes, believe it or not, it is great for things to come to a head, isn't it? Because instead of treading water, instead of flatlining, it moves the inevitable forward, and it has to be done sometimes. Tonight you're also going to hear from Brad Davis, and it's a very heartfelt interview. The great career of Brad Davis in Houston tonight. You'll hear from Brad. A lot for Brad to say, reaching out. And by the way, if you haven't read his heartfelt letter, get over to HoustonDynamo.com and do that. And that's also where you can get your season tickets for the Dynamo and the Houston Dash. So a great night tonight. San Antonio Spurs play-by-play man Bill Land, Rio Grande Valley head coach Wilmer Cabrera, Dynamo manager Owen Coyle, Dash managing director Brian Ching, Fox Sports editor Kyle McCarthy, and Brad Davis. Time to take a quick break here. Much more to come tonight on 1560. It's Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Glenn Davis. We'll take a quick break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College. Once again, from the 1560 studios.
Errol.
Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. Hey, a quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light, remind you, the place to get tickets, season tickets for the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, it is HoustonDynamo.com. Get your season tickets. This is going to be a great year for both the Dynamo and Dash here in 2016. And Bud Light, remind you, get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Get into that building with like-minded individuals supporting the Dynamo and Dash. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. It is the official beer of Soccer Matters over on ESPN 97.5, our sister station, and Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. And joining us now with a new label, he's not only the managing director of the Houston Dash and the former Dynamo striker of great stature, but he is now also a father. He's Brian Ching. He joins us now. Brian, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
That must be a good feeling, being called father.
Definitely new, yeah, and it takes some getting used to. Not sleeping much, but enjoying this part of my life. I always wanted to be a father, and once I retired, that was kind of my next big thing in life. And fortunate for me and my wife, we've had a healthy boy so far.
Yeah, congratulations on that. And you did tell me that sleep is at a premium these days.
Yeah, actually going out of town to the draft, and that's the one thing I'm looking forward to. Sleeping about 7 hours straight.
Yeah, for sure. There is some beauty to travel sometimes, as I think you know, when it comes to getting some rest. Let's go right to Carly Lloyd being voted the 2015 FIFA Women's Player of the Year worldwide. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable not only for her, but how great is this for the Houston Dash from a marketing perspective?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's the first for almost any American franchise to have the best one of their players voted best in the world. It's such a prestigious honor, and I hope the people in Houston have been paying attention, and that if they don't know that Carly Lloyd's playing right in their back door, there's something wrong with them. Credit to her. She's worked really hard her entire career, and to see her kind of getting the recognition that she deserves. She's always been one of the best players in the world, but to be awarded that and kind of I don't know if it's justifying is a word, but just proving that she is the best player in the world by getting the award is pretty special for her. And as a Dash organization, and we're definitely proud of her.
Yeah, pretty spectacular too at 33 years of age. But what's interesting is she's scored goals in gold medal games in Olympics prior, and it's funny how her profile always seemed to be a level maybe below the Abby Wambachs and the Alex Morgans for a few different reasons. But to see her standing there next to Lionel Messi, just a defining moment for me.
Yeah, huge. One that Houston should be definitely proud of. I think that, there's not too many clubs that can boast having the best player in the world, or even having had the best player in the world on their team. So, we're extremely proud. We want Houston to come out to support the Houston Dash and Carly Lloyd this season.
Well, let's hope the Houston mainstream media gets off their proverbial butts and realizes that they've got the number one female women's soccer player in the world here in Houston playing on a weekly basis. So here's the hoping for that. And also, you got allocated again Morgan Bryan, and boy, the upside for her is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, I always felt that she is way more mature beyond her years. And, when you look back at the World Cup, I think she was really instrumental in really helping that team kind of find their groove and take off. When she was inserted into the lineup as a starter, they really found their rhythm and they really found their play. And a big part of that goes to her. So we're extremely excited to have her for hopefully many, many years to come.
So, Brian, let's talk a little bit about the 2016 NWSL College Draft and what you're hoping to achieve in this draft. Is it specific positionally? Is it just looking for good soccer players? What is it that you and Randy Waldron want?
Yeah, to be honest, we're looking for a number of things, and obviously a lot of that depends on, who falls to us. But we want to get strength right through the shrine, right through the middle of our team. We want to find a midfielder that will be around during the Olympics. We want to find a starting defender in the back, and we want to find a forward up front, especially now that we have a void that we've traded away, Jessica. But we have three picks, 5, 6, and 8. We've done our homework through and through, and we're excited about going into this draft. I think we have the opportunity to pick up some young players that can help have an impact on the field right away. And if we get lucky and then we get everything that we want, we have a good nucleus, a team that we feel we can build around for years to come. I think the past few years you've seen lots and lots of turnover in our organization, something that, unfortunately had to happen. But, I think after this draft and after this year, we're really looking to have a nucleus of a team that's going to be together for a long, long time. And I think that's going to lead to, a lot of success for us in the future.
Yeah, speak to that a little bit, Brian, because there have been a lot of players that have come in and out for a variety of different reasons. There were injuries. There were people that maybe didn't pan out. There was international call-ups. But getting that stability, I think, is tough sometimes at the NWSL because of the short season and basically where the league is on the maturity curve, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the seasons aren't as long as you'd like them to be, and, you know, the pay is not where it wants to be, so there's a lot of other factors that come into play. And, but having said that, you know, I think we feel very confident about the talent that we've pulled together, that we're pulling together, and we feel confident that we'll be able to keep this group together for a long, long time. I mean, when you look back at the early Dynamo days, you know, there wasn't a lot of turnover, and I think that a lot of that led to, you know, the success, continued success. I mean, you look at the best teams in the NWSL now, the Seattles, Kansas City, over the past few years, they haven't had much turnover in their roster, just a few players here, a few players there every year. And, you know, there's something to be said about that continuity year in and year out. And we finally feel that we have some great young pieces that we can build around. Obviously, we have the best player in the world in Carly, who's, you know, at her age, normally you would probably be a little bit nervous. But I feel confident in her being around probably till the next Olympics. So, not Olympics, but the next World Cup. So, you know, that's her goal. I think she takes care of her body extremely well. She's physically in fantastic shape. So, you know, she's a piece that we could keep for a number of years as well with the core young group that we have with Andressa, Morgan Bryan, Kilio Ohai, you know, Alyssa Chapman. So it's exciting for us. You know, our goal obviously this year is to make the playoffs. We were started off, you know, slowly, but made some progress last year, and we're making some more progress again this year. And I think that we're going to be a lot deeper than we were last year, and we're really excited about this team. You know, not only this coming year, but in the next few years to come.
He's Houston Dash Managing Director Brian Ching here. The team has been making some moves. And by the way, that we always said here in Houston, or I certainly said, that was a gift from the San Jose Earthquakes, that team that Frank Yallop and Dom Kinnear assembled coming to Houston in 2006 and 2007. Now, you guys announced today that you acquired the 8th overall pick, as you had mentioned, in the 2016 NWSL College Draft. It'll take place this week. And an international roster spot from Kansas City. Tiffany McCarty goes, Jessica McDonald goes, two talented players, and you acquire the Brazilian defender Pollyanna. Talk about Pollyanna for us.
She's a player that we were originally going to sign, you know, before last season, but Brazil went into residency, so we were unable to get her here for the season. And, you know, she's a player that we've watched. She's got pace. She got size. She's obviously played a number of games on the international level. Extremely experienced, and the type of internationals that we want to bring in. You know, we want to bring in top level talent from around the world, and you know, she fits that bill. She's going to help us get forward in the attack. What we want our outside backs to do. You know, so she'll fit right into the way that Randy wants to play, and. You know, adds a lot of experience and, you know, puts another Brazilian in there to kind of help with the comfort level with Andressa and herself.
Talk to me just a little bit about the fact that, you know, this is a player that is going to be in the Olympics. When will you actually get her here? Will she be here prior to the Olympics?
Yeah, we'll have our entire squad here for preseason this year and leading all the way up until the Olympics. I think right now, as it stands, and I could be wrong on this, but I think the Brazilian players probably won't report until 10 days before the Olympics. So we'll have her for a number of time. I think the league's going to take a break through the Olympics or a portion of it. So hopefully we'll only be missing some of our key players for, you know, 3-4 games instead of, you know, a number of games like we did last year.
Brian, what's the biggest piece now since you've been in the NWSL for 2 years? What's the biggest piece to you as to making teams more relevant in their communities around the country? And let's go specifically here in Houston.
I wish we solved that. But, I think a big part of it comes down to, you look at the results that we had from an attendance standpoint last year. It was due to the success of the Women's World Cup. But now the fact that we've had those people come out after the World Cup, they know about the Dash. It's our job to put a good product on the field, to give good customer service, to make the people of Houston aware, that we play for an entire season, and to get them to come out and support. There's so much that we can do off the field to try to entice people, but. A lot falls, I think, on coaches, coaches that coach women's youth soccer or youth soccer for girls around the city. They're the ones that should be pushing these players to watch better players. Same thing on the men's side. I think it was a slow process, but the more and more that the Dash have been around, or just like the Dynamo, the more and more they've been around, the more likely people are to have heard of them and then to come out to a game. I think the Dynamo's at a really great point now, but it took a number of years for that, word of mouth, for people to come out, people to realize that they have a team, it's an exciting product, and to come out. And I think the same thing with the women's team. They just need some stability, unlike the leagues in the past where those leagues were only around for 3 or 4 years. So they really couldn't get legs, they really couldn't sink their teeth into the community. To really establish a name. And, Carly's done a fantastic job. Morgan Bryan, the Women's World Cup, has done a fantastic job of putting a spotlight on the NWSL and the teams that they have. And the fact that we've made it longer than any other women's professional soccer league, is a good testament, is a good omen or a good sign, especially with an expansion team coming in next year. And more MLS interest in NWSL franchises, that this league is going to stick around and the attendances are going to grow.
Well, Brian, listen, as always, thank you very much for coming on the show. We look forward to more visits with you and talking to Houston Dash and soccer in general worldwide. And also congratulations to you and your wife on your newborn son.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Brian Ching joining us here tonight. A lot of good stuff there on the Houston Dash, Carly Lloyd. And what it's going to take for the Dash to continue to ascend here as a professional organization in Houston. We will take a break. Much more to come. 7-Up break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College. Once again from the 1560 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Hey, by the way, people are going to our podcast like crazy. So if you want to get the podcast of this show and Soccer Matters, also on our sister station, ESPN 975, you go to podcastarena.com. Again, mark it, podcastarena.com or iTunes. All right, so we welcome you back. It's time to catch up with the manager. Owen Coyle's been over in England watching a lot of games. He's in Baltimore ahead of the MLS Super Draft. Here is part one with Owen Coyle. Always good to have the manager of the Houston Dynamo on the program. He joins us now. He's Owen Coyle. And I believe, Owen, you are somewhere in Baltimore, Maryland right now.
We are, Glenn. First time for me. So we flew into Baltimore this afternoon after the combine in Fort Lauderdale and ahead of the draft tomorrow. So, yeah, it's very exciting and great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the program. Wishing you happy holidays and obviously great luck here in 2016. Your second combine, what do you take away from these combines? Because it's a short amount of time. Some of these players come in more prepared than others. It's an interesting process, isn't it?
Very much so it is, Glenn. I mean, let's say the kids obviously play three games in the space of, 5 days, which is a huge ask of the kids, to be fair. But it's not just judged on the three games, because they've obviously had their college career. We've had their games assessed and games watched, and myself and my staff have been at games as well. So we take the whole everything into account, and when it comes to making a decision, we try and get the best player available for our pick.
Yeah, now when you guys go into this, and I know Wilmer Cabrera was there, Sandy Stewart, all your staff, you guys are all, Matt Jordan, you guys are all having a powwow and looking at players. Are you guys looking for something specific positionally? Are you looking just for the best soccer player? And are you looking for a guy that maybe is going to help Rio Grande Valley and then ultimately be one that you think can project out and be a first-team player?
Yeah, well, ideally we would love to be able to have somebody that could come in and help us straight away. But again, given the age they're at and different things, it may be that there's a route for development, and we now have that with the RVG, as you mentioned. But ideally, you know, we, as you know, we give a first-round pick as part of the deal to bring Andrew Wenger and Maidana to the club, which was very important pieces for us. So a pick, obviously, our first pick will be in the second round. So, but within that, really, I was just looking for, you know, what I would think boys with real potential, Glenn, that we could work with as we do with young players to progress them. And hopefully, when it comes around, there's still one or two that we like that we think we could work with to develop.
He's Owen Coyle, Dynamo manager, joining us here. Now, you have come back prior to the combine. You were over in England. You mentioned to me you have seen a lot of games over there. Are there still some potential avenues of signing a player from over in England and Europe?
Well, I mean, part of it, but yeah, certainly, you know, within England and Europe, absolutely. I mean, we're obviously chasing down a couple of positions at the moment, and it'd be great to get those players on board, the right quality, we would hope, that can help us move forward. I mean, I was very—I don't mind telling everybody because you know how I was very close to securing a player, a defender from the Championship. Unfortunately, his club came in and offered him an unbelievable new 2.5-year deal that, you know, already doubled the money he was on. I think he was prepared to come to us for less, but he just had an unbelievable offer for him and his family. So we're leaving no stone unturned, Glenn, in answer to the question, to try and get the right players that can help us move forward, and that's what we continue to do.
Owen, when you're out there and you're talking to, like, that player, that central defender from the Championship, when you bring the word Major League Soccer up, what's the reaction?
Well, everything is positive, Glenn. I've got to tell you, because as you know, our game in MLS has been covered globally now. I mean, Sky Sports and the Premier League, I mean, our games are showing 2 and 3 games a week, and everybody's seeing the quality of the league. They're seeing how the league continues to grow, the soccer-specific stadiums, and everything there. I mean, our league is the league that's growing quickest, I believe, anywhere in the world, and that's all credit to everyone involved. It's credit to the fans for making great atmospheres. All the front office, the president. So everybody's playing their part, Glenn. I mean, yourself, always promoting the game because you love the game. And that has a knock-on effect, because that enthusiasm, you know, that is a natural knock-on effect to people. And so everybody, when I'm back home, everybody's always asked about MLS. Huge interest back home in the UK about it. And I would suggest worldwide. So, but what we've got to do, Glenn, as you know, we've got to maintain that. We've got to continue to grow the league, grow the brand, so that we're one of the major leagues that everybody's talking about.
He's Owen Coyle. He's a rare manager because he's coaching the English Premier League and he's coaching in Major League Soccer. I would assume a lot of outlets, when you're back to England, want to do interviews with Owen Coyle.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for that. It's great for me as well, because it allows me, as you know, I mean, I like to think I'm quite passionate about what I do, and it allows me the opportunity to let everybody know how good the MLS is, to let them know how good the people that operate within the league are, how good the fans are that come out and support the team, because, you know, they're so passionate about their team and their respective city, and they want them to do well. So it just gives me a wonderful platform to be allowed to do that, both through radio, through the TV back home, Sky Sports, BBC, different, you know, coverages. And, you know, I was asked to do a number of games in terms of TV analysis and such forth. And I actually declined doing that, Glenn, because I wanted just to go to games to look at players and be focused on that. And that's what I did. But, I mean, it's always nice when you get any opportunity to talk about Houston Dynamo and the MLS.
Oh, and when you see, like, Tim Howard or Jeff Cameron, who obviously both played in Major League Soccer, when you see them as current players in the Premier League actually doing analysis on games, what do you think of that?
Well, I love it, because, as I said before, the more we can get, you know, the US players that are doing well and being in the limelight, then the better it is for everybody here. And that's what we've got to do, Glenn. Wherever you are, we've got to really be promoting you know, our league and how good it is. And of course, like any league, there's little things that we can get better at. That's whatever league you operate in, whether it's La Liga, EPL, Bundesliga, there's always areas that we can grow. But the great thing about MLS is, I mean, it's such a young league in respect of other leagues all over the world. So we have that scope to improve. We have that scope to get better. And, you know, I've said this before, and there's nothing that will change my mind in this, Glenn, that in the years to come, 4 or 5 years down the line, we are going to be one of the top leagues. I'm not saying that we're going to be the best league in the world, but we're going to be mentioned in the same bracket as the EPL and La Liga. And, you know, it'll take a bit of time. It takes a number of things to come to fruition. But I truly believe in 4 or 5 years' time, we'll be getting to close to that level.
So that was part one with Owen Coyle. Again, a reminder, to get the podcast of this show and Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, you head to podcastarena.com or iTunes. Part two of Owen Coyle after we take a break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College. Once again from the 1560 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back. The manager is continuing to kind of recalibrate things here in Houston. Owen Coyle, here is part two with the manager of the Houston Dynamo. Owen, do you think some players might be bypassing the Premier League when they look at their overall career? In other words, the grind, the volume of games. Do you think there's some guys that are saying, you know what, I'd rather stay in Spain. It could conserve my career a little bit more. I might have a few more years of earning potential. Do you think that's happening at all?
Yeah, I think there is. I think what's happening now, Glenn, is you do, and it touches on the point of your question, you do now have players in their prime and younger players really thinking, you know, that's a league that I would like to be a part of. And there's a number of factors for that, obviously with the quality of players, the clubs, you know, the stadiums, now the training facilities, and equally the country. I mean, the USA is a huge attraction because it's such a wonderful country. And so I think when you put all them together, you know, even players with families and everything else, then there's a huge attraction within the MLS and the country itself. So, and you're right, I think we're now starting, hopefully, to get players in the prime. And I think, I go back to this last year, I think Giovinco was a huge signing for the MLS and obviously Toronto, but we get a player who, an Italian international, that would play in the Juventus team today, for me, would play in the EPL or La Liga, and that's the quality we're bringing in at a very good age, and I think that's very good for the league moving forward.
He's Owen Coyle, Houston Dynamo manager, and Owen, you made it very clear you want this to be a team that has a wide game, that you know, is a team that certainly... I think you're trying to improve the team's speed, if I'm looking correctly at this, but you want it to be an attack-oriented team, and you're bringing Blatt back essentially a playmaker, which shouldn't that be something for Dynamo fans to be really excited about, the fact that you're going to have an out-and-out playmaker?
Well, that was the reason for signing him. That was the reason for bringing Andrew Wenger with real pace. I don't think we had that last year, Glenn, obviously the team that I inherited, and we have to make these changes. Now, we have to work within our own environment in terms of what we have available, and that's what I've tried to do. And my dad is a player that I've always liked. He's easy on the eye. He makes a pass. You only have to look at his assists in the league. And Andrew Wenger, I think, has untapped potential. I mean, his pace, I think he's probably played 4 or 5 different positions. And I told him clearly, Glenn, before I signed him, and this was part of it, and I said, you know, when I'm speaking to you, let's be clear on this. If I'm bringing to Houston Dynamo, it's to play one position that I see you in. And he was delighted with that. He says, oh, that's fantastic. And it was great for me because, you know, he had said, I've heard a lot about you and, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with you. And it was a fantastic conversation. My dad is the same, wants to come and play, wants to create goals. I've told him that I think he can add to scoring goals as well. And, you know, and we have the Gerald Barnes, Will Bruins, Eric Torres, Mauro Manotas. You know, I do think we have some wonderful attacking pieces, re-signing Ricardo Clark. Well, I mean, I've got to say, Chris Kinetti, Matt Jordan, every one of us, we'll work very hard, Glenn, within our own environment to create what we think is going to be a good squad and a good roster. We're not finished yet. As I said, you know, we mentioned earlier about, you know, Britain and Europe. And, you know, at the moment, we're pursuing another couple of targets, and it'd be great to get them on board and add to the mix of the quality that we have.
Oh, and I look around at the other franchises in Houston, and I don't know if this is a fair assessment or not, but I do know that people go to games for individuals. J.J. Watt at the Houston Texans. whether you like him or not, James Harden for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that needs to emerge on the Dynamo as that kind of go-to guy that scores goals, makes plays, has an edge, has an attitude that can be a draw to people outside of the real soccer culture, you know, that's just, hey, I want to go see that guy play?
Yeah, I think there's merit in that, Glenn, and I think we have players of that ilk and that caliber, and I agree with you. I mean, I think back to when I was a kid and, you know, the good teams that I wanted to watch, and you always thought, you know, that, well, that's a special player, you know, and I think we have a number of them that can be, and I've got to say, and I don't want to, you know, go back the way, but I think it's relevant that, you know, in the first half of the season, we had that in Giles Barnes.
Correct.
You know, his play was untouchable. I mean, you and I commented on this quite a lot, because what happened was he started, as you know, to get cut down with other teams. They were just trying to chop him down every opportunity because of the level of his play. And he was bumped and bruised and the international stuff. So, you know, I'm expecting a full season of that from the likes of a Giles Barnes who can light the place up. And it'd be nice for the Dynamo to not only have one, but have three or four like that. And I think we have the potential within the players to do that.
Last question before I let you go, Owen. It is difficult when you come into a situation like this and you've got to change the culture, you've got to change you're changing the playing style, you've got to get the right pieces. I mean, there's a lot that has to fall into place here, isn't there?
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, we'd all love to think it's just as easy as putting 11 out there, but it doesn't happen like that. You've got to work extensively in terms of trying to get you know, the right bits of the jigsaw and put them together. And this is the other thing, although there will be about clubs with bigger budgets and financial clout than ourselves, you know, at the end of the day, it's what you do as a team. That'll always be your strength. And what we're trying to do and bring into our environment is players that are real team players, boys that, you know, can do very well for themselves, but they want to play for their teammates. And that's going to be important. And I do believe that even next year, I think we'll have a far better locker room. I think there'll be that togetherness because they know what the expectations are now. They've been together for a period of time. We're bringing what we believe really good people as well as good players into the locker room. And I think that's going to be a far better place as well.
Is there more pressure on Owen Coyle, the players, the staff, the club?
Yeah, look, Glenn, every time you step onto that field, there's pressure. And that's why we love the game. So, but if somebody's telling me that's pressure to get up every morning and play and work in the game we love, then I'll take that pressure to the day I pass away, because that, for me, that's what it's all about. We love the game. We want to be out there. And whatever comes with it, then, hey, Glenn, so be it.
Well said, Owen. Beautiful way to end the interview. Listen, thank you very much, because I know you're very busy. You're in Baltimore. Lots of things going on with the Houston Dynamo. A lot of travel for you. So for you to take the time out, we do appreciate it.
No, thanks a lot, Glenn. Again, to the fans, I hope everybody had a great time at the holidays with the family, and Happy New Year to everybody. And I'll see you soon, Glenn.
All right. Likewise, Owen. Looking forward to it. That's Owen Coyle, the Dynamo manager. Quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com, get your season tickets for the Dynamo and Dash. Bud Light reminds you that the best in soccer talk is right here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Bud Light, the official beer of Dynamo All Access. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. We'll take a break. More to come.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.